Why will you die? A warning to Christians not believing what Jesus said. As Jesus said to the Jews, "Say not within yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. God is able to raise up from these stones children unto Abraham." Luke 3, verse 8. This counts equally for the Christians. "Say not within yourself, we have the church as our mother. God is able to raise up from these stones churchgoers." He that sows the good seed is the Son of Man, Jesus. His good seeds are all over the Gospels. We should not brush them aside lightly, as they are sealed in his blood. Jesus' return is recorded in three of the four Gospels, Matthew 24, 15, 21, 29 through 31, then Mark 13, 24 through 27, and Luke 21, 25 through 27. Besides this, we have the book of Daniel and Revelation. Daniel gives us the exact time frames and Revelation the details about his return. Honestly, it is beyond me that people like John Darby and Cyrus Scofield had the audacity to just change Jesus' words and outright lie by sowing misleading interpretations. Jesus compared those who believed these lies to the tares. The alleged, quote-unquote, intellectual theologians have polluted God's pure water of the word so much that now many of us actually believe these devil-inspired lies. Not Satan or John Darby nor Cyrus Scofield gave their lives for me, so I know who to believe. Jesus said, "I'll say to my reapers, first bind the tares in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." Matthew 13:24-30. The tares will be gathered with the 666 RFID Mark of the Beast implant. My honest to God question is, do I want to be a tare that will be bound in bundles to be burned before the harvest? Or do I want to be wheat and be gathered when the Lord returns for his own at the end of the tribulation? My dear friends, time is coming to a close. Yeah, I've heard this before. Give us a break. Well, I have it from inside information that Satan has some of these big-time pre-tribulation preachers and evangelists on his payroll, while doing his utmost to smear those who preached post-tribulation, like the Zechariah ministry preached. Tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, and eventually people will believe it and accept it as the truth, said Joseph Goebbels, who was Hitler's propaganda minister. Don't you understand? We are taken for a ride and lied to. Jesus' return is not a guessing game. It is simple, clear as a bell, laid out in the scriptures. But no, it's a lot easier to listen to a smooth-talking, popular preacher as he soothes our nerves by saying, "All is well, don't worry, you're doing fine." Well, I am sorry, you are not doing fine if you believe the pre-tribulation rapture theory. They can tell you what they like. "Oh, if Jesus is love, he would not allow his bride to go through the tribulation. We are fine, Jesus will not allow that." Boo! Jesus is more than a once-a-week sing-along. He said, "If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. As the servant is not above his master," John 15:20. No matter what, storms will come and the survival of the house is not in your preacher, but in the rock foundation, the unpolluted word of God. Matthew 7:24-27. It doesn't matter if 85 to 95% of the Christians believe that we will go up before the tribulations, as John Darby and Cyrus Scofield preached. And the servants asked the Lord, "Where do these tares come from?" An enemy has done this. These guys were enemies and Satan inspired. They left their lying seeds for the pre-trib rapture to be promoted by the false prophets. "Many false prophets shall arise and deceive many." Matthew 24. How gullible are we? That only you and I can answer. If we choose the pre-trib tare theory, then, when Jesus does not return before, we will surrender our faith and go for the money and the RFID implant, the 666 mark of the beast, Revelations 13, 16 through 18. Once we have accepted the mark, we can be traced anywhere, anytime, no escaping possible. Congratulations, we did it. Yay, we are smarter than God, and we can change what Jesus said. Ignorant fools we are. We are bound into bundles with no breakout, ready to be burned, unless we chop off our right hand and run for our lives. Matthew 5:30. However, by that time, we will be so far gone and numbed by the lies of these devil-inspired preachers, the false prophet, and Satan himself, that we will not choose that option. Paul writes, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:10-12. Jesus told Pilate just before his crucifixion, for this reason was I born and came into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone that wants the truth hears my voice. John 18:37. The Son's Father himself is tired of the half-hearts and sends a strong delusion to sort out those who don't believe his Son. Again, the final choice is mine. Do I want to believe the truth or prefer the lies and be doomed to die? Please study the 77th prophecy in Daniel 9:24-27, which is the very cornerstone of all Bible prophecy. Jesus refers to it in Matthew 24, and once we believe Jesus, all the puzzle pieces of the book of Revelation study fall into place. When the world is in turmoil, the economy collapses, and world peace seems an illusion, then Daniel 9:27 says, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 7. This refers to the last 7 years of the 77th prophecy. The he is the Antichrist, and the covenant refers to an international economic and political peace agreement that will be signed in the UN. It is also a holy covenant, so it will have religious implications, Daniel 11:28-30. The Jews will be able to build their third Jewish temple, reinstating daily animal sacrifice as per Leviticus. It will be heralded as the dawn for a new world. But Daniel says this will be the start of the last 7 years. 7 years are left, and that is 2,520 days, according to the lunar calendar, which is 360 days per year. So to that, you can set your stopwatch. Jesus will be not late, not early, but on time for his greatest appointment ever. The first 3.5 years, we'll have economic recovery as the financial conglomerates are backing the Antichrist. We will also have relative mental peace, as Satan needs his demons to fight Michael and his angels in the heavenlies. Michael wins the war, Revelation 12:7-9. Satan and his demons are cast out into the earth. Satan possesses the Antichrist full-time, and the demons are after mankind to destroy mental peace. The demons hate God's children to the core, and it'll be demon-infested persecution pandemonium. Then, according to Daniel 9:27, in the middle of the seven, after 3.5 years, with 3.5 years left, he will stop the daily animal sacrifice in the temple and replace this with the abomination of desolation, the AGI android oracle, Revelation 13:15. That talking puppet will demand our worship, or it will give us the death sentence. Revelation 13:15. Isn't that unbelievable? Jesus said, when you see the abomination spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, the third Jewish temple that is, whoever reads it, let him understand. Then Jesus said, flee, move, run for your life, as then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew 24:15-21. As God is not pleased with the fierce persecution of his children, the seven trumpets of ecological disaster sound to keep the world government in panic besides persecuting God's children. This 3.5 year tribulation time frame is cited 8 times in the Bible, 3 times in Daniel, and 5 times in Revelation. S, 42 months, time and times and half a time, 1260 days. The lunar calendar counted 360 days per annum. 1260 divided by 360 is 3.5 years. immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. This refers to the nuclear war, which happens at the end of these 7 years. Then, and only then, shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and he shall gather together his elect. He will be on time. Matthew 24:29-31. I feel like a broken record. But if it'll help one more person to reconsider the lying tear seats of pre-tribulation, then it is worth my effort. This is another scriptural theory. This is fact. This will happen. Well, how can you be so sure? I started reading the Bible when I was 21. I wanted to find proof for these seemingly outdated impossibilities. I was amazed at how accurate the Bible is, from scientific proof for creation to the Daniel timelines about the Lord's second coming. I learned that God's word is the 100% unquestionable, watertight truth, no matter what pseudoscience says. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24:35. Jesus said this simultaneously when explaining his second coming after the tribulation. Time is running out. I ask you to repent from the lies and take to heart what Jesus, Daniel, Revelation, and the Bible say. We got way more prophecies about the Lord's second coming than we had about his first. I beg you to take a few days off, download the hard copy and study the links and the last 7 year scriptures yourself. Turn off your TV and the evangelists, lock up your end time books and burn your Scofield Bible. You can blow it off and say, it'll serve out my time. No, it won't. Things are happening and happening fast. And don't say we have the church as our mother. The church will collapse, and great was the fall of it. Don't get buried under her rubble, Matthew 7:27. Know God's word and don't depend on any preacher, but only the Lord's promises. That is what will save you. Not if 100 million Christians believe the same. They can't all be wrong, can they? Well, if it is not according to what Jesus said, they are all wrong. And numbers don't count, but what Jesus said will stand. Will we stand with him? When the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on earth? Luke 18:8. Do we say, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy the seeds? Isaiah 30:10. Or do we say, he who loses his life for my sake, the same shall save it? Luke 9:24. Am I beating a tired horse? Are you fed up with this kind of talk? Well then, for God's sake and your own sake, repent. Accept Jesus and the truth, which will strengthen you for the days to come, as the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation 19:10. At johanpeters.in, you find 100 pamphlets like these on different subjects. Download A Man of Sufficient Stature, Part 1 and Part 2. These are two short studies about the last days before God's kingdom comes. We have 9 books, 27 audio prophecy bites, 2 to 4 minutes each, a study Bible for your PC and laptop, and much more. All downloads are free, no cookies, and no info requests.